Context is everything, isn't it? But so often we kind of ignore context when it comes to the way that we design and develop our website. So, for example, when we do usability testing, what do? We take people and put them in a usability lab, not exactly the normal context they would be interacting with the web in. Also, they're kind of interacting in, in a not only a false physical environment, but in a different emotional state with a different set of needs. Now you might think, well, this is all a little bit academic, isn't it? I mean, does it really make that big a difference? But actually, I think it really does. The way that we interact with a website is very much dictated by our context, and specifically our mood. The way that we're feeling at a particular time will have a huge influence on how much patience we have with the website. You know it yourself. If you're busy or stressed or in a rush, then you're going to give a website a lot less time to prove itself than if you're relaxed and laid back and got nothing better to do. So that kind of context does matter. So I'd encourage you, as you think about your users, don't just think about their demographic information, but think about their context, their life experience, what kind of mood they're going to be in when they're interacting with your website. So, for example, if you're going to say, oh, we're aiming at young women, young mothers, for example. Don't just think of them in terms of what age they are, how many kids they've got, but think about what their life is like, what their feelings are, that they're overtired, that they've got a screaming baby in the background, all of which influences their decision-making site. In the Website Owner's Manual, my book, I give an example of a health spa site which was targeting young mothers. And my kind of the context made a huge difference in how that person went about interacting with the website. There were elements of guilt in her behavior that she shouldn't be spending money on herself and pampering herself, but there are kind of family commitments that need to come first. And all of that influences how she behaves and interacts on the website. So really consider the emotional state of your user rather than just their behavior and their characteristics, if that makes sense. Try and dig a little deeper into your personas.